I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, Louisville's claim to fame, whacking the dainty. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
In the race during the NBA lockout to see who would get to a judge first, the league has beaten the players. What did the league say to his or her honor?
They're filing unfair labor practices charges with the NLRB, and they filed a lawsuit in federal court because the players are being uncooperative in negotiations toward a new collective bargaining agreement by making, quote-unquote, more than two dozen threats to dissolve their union and sue the league. I'm not exactly sure how availing yourself of a legal tactic is being uncooperative. David Stern, I know, is a brilliant lawyer, but he's got to know that this is merely a tactical delaying action, and these actions will get laughed out of the governing bodies as soon as they're seen.
As the NBA lockout ambled along, Clippers forward Blake Griffin found himself wondering if there was anything in his contract prohibiting him from surfing. And then the light bulb began to glow and he realized...
He doesn't have a contract necessarily since the NBA has locked him out. He's going to go surf. I think this is a great tactic. I think they should get the 20 or 30 most popular, most talented players in the league and have some of them go hang glide.
Skydiving.
Some of them skydive. Some of them bungee jump.
Trek in the Mojave Desert.
I think, milking rattlesnakes for anti-venom. And we'll see how quick it takes the owners to get to the table.
The maker of the video game NBA 2K12 is set to release a version that pits Michael Jordan against Dr. J as the NBA lockout threatens to eliminate the daily updates that made the company's game popular. What? When the owners and players couldn't come to an agreement for a new NBA CBA, no one thought of the video game manufacturers?
To be perfectly honest with you, I'm amazed no one did, since they're very, very important to everyone's income at this point.
The NFL, of course, has returned to business as usual, more or less. Can any team be happier about that than the Green Bay Packers?
Well, they get their White House visit now, finally, after having been denied it during the lockout. August 12th, you might as well go then as in the middle of March. It's
Absolutely.
A lot nicer in Washington.
Even though everybody is back to work, the new CBA has not been entirely flushed out, Charlie. According to reports, the new agreement could allow the league to start testing for human growth hormone as soon as September, and it might also address the major problem players see with the current system, the fact that the league and not a third party handles appeals. So, fair trade?
No, because I think this is an incredibly intrusive test, and of all the tests that people have used since the war on some people who take some drugs began, that they've used to run over the Fourth Amendment, actually having a blood test is about as intrusive as you can get.
But if the players agree to it?
Well, the players agree to anything because they don't know any more about the Constitution than the people who want to take their rights away do. But it doesn't mean I can't object.
Bubba Smith died this week. He was 66 years old, and a lot of what I have read was written by people who want me to remember him as the guy in the beer commercials or the guy in the Police Academy movies, and I don't know about you. I think that's just wrong.
No, he was a great, great defensive football player and an iconic one for his time. Kill Bubba Kill was the slogan when he was at Michigan State. He turned out to be a very affable soul and was very good not only in those commercials but in the movies, but he was one of the great defensive players of his time.
In other NFL news, assistant coaches change jobs all the time, but I wonder how many of them remember to appreciate the guys they've left behind as well as Ray Horton did when he left the Steelers to join the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, he had a 1999 red Mercedes convertible, very cool, and he drove it up to the office complex and went in to talk to this guy, Mo Matthews, who serves lunch and dinner to the coaches' staff at the team's cafeteria. And he says, how much money do you have in your pocket? And Matthew says, I got $20. And he said, sold for $20. Handed him the keys and gave him the car. God bless him. I'm rooting very hard for at least the Arizona Cardinals defense this year because they're being coached by a really cool guy.
Those allegedly knowledgeable about college football have decided that Oklahoma should be the preseason favorite. Good choice?
No. It never works out that way. LSU is going to be the national champion this year.
Meanwhile, my favorite bowl game, the contest formerly known as the Humanitarian Bowl, because what could be better than humanitarian
football? Oh, they found something.
Has a new name, and it will now be the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And how can it be famous already?
How can it be the what about the obscure Idaho Potato Bowl? Is that for Division II teams?
I think the courts will soon be hearing from them.
And the contract was signed, by the way, by the Idaho Potato Commission. And if that isn't a dumping ground for political hacks, I don't know what is.
Potato and commission. Two words that you did not expect to see together in the same sentence. Anyway, Major League Baseball is apparently investigating Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez, for allegedly taking part in illegal underground poker games, one of which apparently included cocaine use and a fight. According to one of the professional card players at the game, A-Rod wasn't there, but that doesn't mean he wasn't at other similar games. Anyway, how can the pro be sure A-Rod was not at this particular game?
Well, he wasn't at the game in 2009 where there was cocaine and a fist fight. That's setting a very low bar for Alex Rodriguez off the field at this point. He was warned about this before, and Major League Baseball, for all its floundering, is death on gambling like this. And they don't like you to continue to gamble when they've told you to stop. And Alex, it's starting to dawn on the people in New York City that they have Alex Rodriguez for 6 or 7 more years at $30 million a year, and maybe this whole thing isn't worth it.
Yeah, for the record, he wasn't at that particular game because it took place during the World Series.
Exactly.
So he was otherwise engaged.
That's a very good alibi.
There's more
in Alex Rodriguez's case in the World Series. It's often not hard to know if he's there at all.
Sometimes it doesn't show up. There's more evidence this week that baseball keeps more records than any other sport. Would you like to tell everybody what record Mark Teixeira of the Yankees has managed to break?
For the 12th time in his career, he homered from both sides of the plate, which is a cool record, actually. It's one, some of them I don't have any use for, but that shows you quite a bit of talent, actually.
Lots of baseball fans enjoy doing the wave when they attend games, and some of them probably do it in their living room as well. But anyway, the Grinch has surfaced in Arlington, Texas, to foil those fans.
Yeah, there's a website, stopthewave.net. The public address announcer puts anti-wave warnings on the video screen. Why the Texas Rangers are bothering with all of this in the middle of a heat wave when people should stand up and wave and make a breeze, I have absolutely no idea.
The soccer team from Japan was the somewhat surprising winner of the Women's World Cup tournament in Germany, of course, Charlie, your pick notwithstanding. Anyway, it looks as if the government in Japan has gotten over the shock and responded to the victory.
Yes, they're going to pay the young ladies $84,000 or 6.5 million yen as a performance bonus.
I'd rather have the 6.5 million yen. It sounds like more.
If I could have it in a box, that would be really great.
Tiger Woods returned to the PGA Tour this week, Charlie, with what the New York Times characterized as, quote, something short of a bang, but far better than a whisper. Maybe they meant whimper. Not sure. Anyway, is that the best we can expect from Tiger at this point?
I think it's the best Tiger can expect for himself. It's a good tournament. It's an expensive tournament. It's one of the higher profile non-majors. And if he can manage to play on Sunday and be in something resembling contention, I think everybody will be happy.
Fred Casey boxed at the Tokyo Olympics for Australia, Charlie. He was known then as Fearless Fred, and recently at a concession stand at Main Beach on the Gold Coast, the 69-year-old former boxer proved that he still got it. You want to take it from there?
Yeah, two guys tried to rip him off, and he used nothing but his native courage and a golf club. And apparently he got a few swats in and saved all the money. Good for Fred.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America, among other books, and he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
I said, hey, Mr. Spaulding, or whatever your name is, they call me the Hitman, the King of Swing.
You can follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio, and this week on Facebook, participate in our poll. Will the NBA and the Players Association work out their issues and start the season on time? Like us and share your thoughts at facebook.com/onlyagameradio.
What do you think of that? I'm gonna whack you so hard, you'll be seeing green. Well, the others may have tried to find a fairway with you, but I like to play rough.